Welcome to another All Business Podcast. This is Ted Schubel. Thank you for bringing us up on your phone or computer or wherever you're listening. This is where we talk with area business owners, the people that make the region work. When we come back, we're all business.
The All Business Podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Most folks who work here love living here, and that makes a difference. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Gary Wiener with Saxon Shoes with us on All Business this week. We're at Saxon Shoes, the Village at Town Center in Spotsylvania. Gary, I'm around you or around shoes, and you're right at home here.
I love shoes. I love Fredericksburg and what we're trying to do here in the Village, and happy to be up here on a beautiful day.
Well, it's great. It's great to have you on All Business. We've done the radio show a bunch of times, but just to be able to talk to you, kind of in your environment. When did your family get involved in shoes? It was through your dad, wasn't it?
Absolutely. 1953, my dad opened up the first Saxon Shoes in downtown Richmond, Virginia, actually 410 East Gray Street, and he was the only employee for a couple of years. My mother answered the phone. Which makes me an empty nester from very early on because my parents weren't there when I came home from school, not my mother or my father. So I've kind of grown up in this, and I do like telling people that you come into our store and it looks like the biggest shoe store you've ever seen, which it may be, but it's great to know and in the back of my mind that my dad was one of five kids in a two-bedroom apartment growing up in Passaic, New Jersey. Selling magazines on a street corner for the family. So it's a humble beginning that's grown, and we hope that some of how we've worked with the community and joined back in has made a difference.
And we're going to talk about joining the community in just a second, but you're right. As I walked around here this morning, it occurred to me this is the biggest shoe store I think I have ever been in.
The average shoe store is 3,000-4,000 square feet. This shoe store is just over 19,000 square feet. So it's 4 or 5 times bigger than your average shoe store. We're doing a big job with men's and women's. Our kids' business, we've made it a value shopping area, which people have really seemed to like in this area. And, you know, we're focused on trying to deliver what people want. And we're always looking for suggestions and anything that you think will help Saxon do a better job in Fredericksburg.
I did really enjoy my time just walking around and browsing here, because in the men's section, I liked it because you had a huge selection. You really had, whether it was casual, dress, and in between.
You know, we try and could do everything for almost everybody at almost every price range. We focus on better, good shoes, better shoes, brands like Johnston & Murphy for men, and of course, we do a lot of New Balance and Clarks and Rockports, and there's just so many brands, new brands like Samuel Hubbard and On Foot. So, you know, we do try and cross every type of footwear, all kinds of price ranges, and we try and make it a quick, easy shopping experience for a guy, because we know the last thing a man wants to do is spend hours in a shoe store.
That's interesting. So you train your people, at least for on the men's side, because that's me. I don't like to go in and have to try a lot of things on. I want to do it really quick and easy.
You know, men and women have very different shopping patterns. We actually ran a commercial on TV in the past that pretty much focused around, you know, get out, get shoes, get home, get the remote. So, and it went over well. It struck home with a lot of guys because shoe shopping should be painless. It should be easy. It should be fairly quick. It should be, you know, nothing like going to the dentist office. It should be that kind of experience.
Well, the other thing I liked about here is that it was very easy to look what I wanted. It wasn't like something was here and there and everywhere. It was a great selection, but it was easy to find.
We've been doing this a little bit, and 65 years, and it's important that we've understood how people like to look at things and how they like to see things and how they like things to be organized for them to shop and browse. So we do that in men's, and of course in women's, it's a much bigger, wider experience.
I know that this time of year, a lot of times people in retail or in the summer are going out and planning, going to different conventions and things like that. Is that what you do? And are you going places and planning for the holidays 6-8 months out?
Well, we in terms of buying product, we work anywhere from 4 to 6 months lead time on new product. So I'll be going in January and February, and I will be making most of the purchases for next fall. So all of the goods for spring, I shouldn't say all, but a good portion of the goods that will be coming in middle of December all the way into March, April have already been bought. So 4 to 6 months out, and then we look for items we missed in season. So if we find out in April that there's some spring shoes that were really important that we didn't buy, we'll go grab them and bring them in. And that's why we always ask consumers to feel free to give us any ideas they have too.
You are able to stay mobile and on top of things, and if something does develop in the next few months, you can react.
You know, what's interesting is, again, when people come into Saks and they see a very large shoe metropolis, and that is, you know, in the scheme of things, it does look large. In the real world, Saks and Shoes is a very small, family-owned, local business, trying to work and serve in some communities, Richmond and Fredericksburg, hiring people in the communities, and trying to give back in the communities through different things we do. But we are a small business, which also makes us very nimble. So if there's an item that we might have missed, if it's important and we hear about it, we're going to go and try and get it. So we're always looking for people to give us guidance.
I like that. You're a shoe metropolis, but still you are. I like that you came around to that. You are a family-owned business, and a small business, and I think a lot of people like that about Saxon.
We like people to understand that there are many avenues to buy things these days, and all of them are good. They all have value, and they all serve a purpose. Sometimes it's time-related, price-related. So we're very conscious of pricing and always being consistent with everybody else out there on the same products. We don't want to be above. We don't want to be below. We want to be consistent so that you feel comfortable when you see a price that is the same price 99.9% of the places around the country. And, you know, the other thing is we really want to impress upon people that it is important to shop locally and to go to places in your areas because they hire your neighbors, because they help at your food services and with homeless people. And the local businesses really put back time and effort, and it's important to help them continue what we do in the communities. Again, hiring your neighbors, friends, and relatives.
Jay Harrison works here. I know him well, and I know he loves this place.
Jay is an icon in Fredericksburg. Everybody knows him. Everybody loves him. He's a warm guy, as sincere as they come, and we're very fortunate to have him working here at Saks and Shoes with you know, a bunch of other people, good people.
Gary Wiener, Saks and Shoes, the Village at Town Center, our focus on all business this week. Where'd the name Saxon come from?
My mother was actually born in Casablanca, Morocco, and in the 40s, she migrated, her family, her three sisters and parents migrated through Europe. They lived in London for a small period of time, and there was a famous store called Saxone, S-A-X-O-N-E. And when my dad decided he wanted to open a shoe store and borrowed some money, my mother came up with the name by taking the E off, and instead of Saxone, it became Saxon Shoes.
Interesting. Would your father recognize the shoe industry today?
My dad was pretty perceptive. I think that he would just be amazed at what's changed, and you know that we are still doing what we do. I'm very fortunate that my mother is alive and healthy at 87 years old and sharp as a tack. So I've always got her questioning me, and as well as bringing me lunch, which is always a great thing.
How did you, Gary, get involved in this? Was this something you were always destined to do, or did you how'd you work your way into it?
I was probably the last kid you thought would go into a family shoe business. I went to University of Maryland in 1975, and our business was very small at the time. I think we had 7 or 8 people working with Saxon. It's now close to 80. But as I got towards the end of my college career, 79, I looked around and there was a lot of opportunities. And through the years, I'd sold advertising for school newspapers, for local places. I'd sold smoke and heat detectors door to door. I had carried bricks and cinder blocks. I'd mixed mortar. I'd really kind of tried a lot of things. At the same time, my mother was one of those finger pointers who said, "You're going to work this weekend at the store." And my answer was always, "Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom." So I always was in the store. As I grew up, I appreciated the fact that my mother really had a work ethic that was unmatched. And as I was graduating from college, I said, you know, what could be better than to work with family, control my own destiny? And so I graduated May 19th, 79, and started at the family business May 21st, 79. And the reason I didn't work the 20th was because back then businesses weren't open on Sundays.
The I talked about, would your dad recognize the shoe industry? I'm sure it's think you sure have seen a lot of changes since you've been doing this.
Yes, but they are still shoes and boots and sandals, different tweaks, different weights, different, you know, maybe some new color materials, but they are, it is still a shoe business. And, you know, my dad coming from children's footwear and, you know, fitting shoes, not just standing by a rack of self-service, he actually fit them, which we still do. My mother the same way. I think he would walk in and understand what's going on and just ask questions and you know, be proud of his kids and what's transpired.
It sounds like the people that you have working here get a lot of training of and are taught how to do this.
You know, the people are the magic syrup. I mean, that's what makes everything work. Shoes are shoes. It's not rocket science to bring shoes out to people, but it is in somebody's DNA to be nice to people and to care about people and to ask questions and to think what might make somebody happy. And that's what we seek out when we hire. And we're always looking to add to our staff just in case anybody's looking.
And if they're interested in looking, just come on in, or can they look online, that kind of thing too?
Oh, you can go online, or you can come into Fredericksburg store in the Village and talk to Elizabeth. Elizabeth is our store manager. She's well known in the area. Everybody loves her. You know, the one thing, of course, being in the Village, we are behind the Spotsylvania Town Center. So we just want to make sure that if you do go to look for us, you drive around near the Movie Co. and come next to Firebirds, and we have a monster shoe store.
Metropolis. That's what you. I love that. I love that. But also the fact, again, like you mentioned, that you're it's a family owned business. You tell a story, and we'll do another podcast on this in depth, because it was one of the best radio shows I ever did. You and I talked about a fire with me about that your family had it with the Richmond store, but how you were able to take care of your employees, and it's a great story for just business in general, for planning.
No question. And it's probably long enough to do another podcast on itself, but we had a very unfortunate fire in 2001. We were fortunate enough to have insurance that not only took care of our business, but took care of, you know, 70, 80 people that worked for us at the time, paid them for 9 months while our store was closed. And it was a pretty incredible time of my life to go through that and live and learn. And again, I think it makes you more in tune with people and shoes, but more in tune with people, which was the key.
We do. I would like to sit down, and we'll do a radio show and a podcast in the next year about that. Gary Wiener here, Saxon Shoes, the Village at Town Center is where we're at on the All Business podcast this week. Was it a big change for you when you went from being a Richmond store to a Fredericksburg store in two locations? I guess I don't know how often you're able to come up here, but just travel, it would be a little bit different.
It's a different market than Richmond. I'm born and raised in Richmond. Community-wise in Richmond, the population's maybe 3 times larger than the area here. So we've had to really feel our way. We've stumbled a few times. We've had the wrong product here in the past at times. We didn't have enough of some things at some times. But I think that we've really figured out a lot of things. Hours that are important, number of people to sell, that's important. The shoes that people want and like, and you know, and being timely. Like right now, you know, we have so many things that fit this time of year, like gifts for everyone in the family. That's really important. That someone can come in and find a pair of UGG boots and or a pair of hunter boots or a Vera Bradley or even a gift card, and that they can do it easily and quickly, and that somebody's getting a quality present that, of course, we'll exchange at any time almost.
I've never understood how anybody can buy on the can buy shoes, especially online. To me, you got to walk around because every shoe is different. Every size is different with different companies.
There's no question about that, but people are buying a lot of shoes as well as other things on the internet, and that's sometimes a convenience. I mean, if you're replacing a pair of shoes, same color, same size, maybe it's easy. But again, my my contention would be if you can take care of that locally and easily, do that. It's good for your community. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. It is good for your community. But there are times and places where shopping online just makes sense. And I would never deny that because I know my family does plenty of it as well.
Speaking of community, Saxon is you're involved in the community in a number of ways. And this time of year, it's Saxon Shoes for the Needy.
Yes, we do this every year. We are at 26 years now, I believe, where we ask people to go into their closet and see what shoes or boots they have that are used but usable or new if they've never worn them. But if you're not going to wear them, we'd like you to bring them to Saxon Shoes and leave them at the front door. We have a collection place, and we then in turn get the Salvation Army to come by and pick those shoes up, and they get them back out into the community to those less fortunate, people who might not have a solid pair of shoes. So it's shoes, boots, athletics, anything that's still usable by somebody else that you're not going to use. Sandals are not the most important thing. You can imagine the time of year, but everybody has a pair or 10 pair in their closet.
No, definitely. And I just walked into the store here, and it was nice to see a good number sitting out. And you've described in the past, shoes are so important to life. You don't have a good pair of shoes, it is tough to go through a day, especially this time of year.
Yeah, I'm of the nature that good food and good shoes are really important. Your stomach and your feet. You know, if your shirt's a little big, yeah, you'll be able to live with that. But if your stomach is eating bad food, if you're putting bad food in your stomach, that can hurt you. If you're wearing bad shoes, that can hurt you. So that's really important. And yes, we do have the collection bins at the front of both stores. People come in and drop off anytime we're open. The other thing is we have groups and organizations and school classes that are doing it as a group and coming in with a Suburban with, you know, 30 grocery bags full of shoes, and it's causing us to call the Salvation Army more often to pick up, which we consider a beautiful thing. So you can go to our website, saxonshoes.com, and get instructions. You can get promotional materials that you can post. But churches, schools, classes are all participating, and we welcome anybody that wants to do something for somebody else.
Well, it's got to be a good feeling to know on Christmas Day that a lot of kids are, and families are getting shoes, and you've played a big role in that over the years, 26 years, like you said.
We venture that we've collected close to 130, 120, 140,000 pair of shoes over that period. It's tremendous. It has made an impact, but you know, you have to keep striving to do more. You think about who's out there and who's walking and who has shoes that just might not make it this winter. And you know, men's are really important, women's are important, kids are important. So again, we thank anybody that takes the time to see what they can do.
And again, if we want to print out the promotional materials, get involved, just go to the website.
Absolutely. It's that easy. And if there's ever a question, you can call the store, and we'll try and walk anybody through anything they need help with.
Well, like you say, you've been involved in the community, and that's one of the great benefits of having Saxon in the community. You're involved here.
Well, we are, but I will tell you, Ted, we are actually looking to see what groups, what organizations are looking for a business like us to help them with things that they have going on. People who have their houses burned down that we can help out with a pair of shoes or three, whatever it is. You know, in Richmond, we work closely with the autistic community, with kids working in our store, getting assessments to see, you know, what might be possible for them going forward, which, you know, in a small way or a big way takes a tremendous burden off their parents. So, you know, we're looking to see how we can help those in need physically, mentally. We're there to try and do more if we can.
Well, Gary, thanks for what you do. It's always great to sit down with you, and I hope this is the first of many of these kind of podcasts, and we'll get you again on the radio. And again, Saxon Shoes for the Needy goes right up to Christmas Eve.
Absolutely, Ted, and we really, really appreciate the invitation.
Gary Wiener, Saxon Shoes at the Village at Town Center. Check them out. Do you have, these are I'm sure busy hours for you from now on right through Christmas.
Well, most Monday through Thursday 10 to 8, Friday, Saturday 10 to 9, Sunday 11 to 6, but as we get closer to Christmas, middle of December, we will, of course, expand those hours. We'll open a little earlier, we'll stay open later, so you can always check our website. Or you can call the store, even easier if you're thinking about coming out, and just make sure that we're open. But you're pretty safe Monday through Saturday, coming in most any time, and Sunday 11 to 6.
You get good service, and it's a family-owned business, but it is a metropolis.
Thanks. Thanks again. This has been a great conversation with you guys.
If you like listening to this podcast, please link, comment, and subscribe. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. You can also find us on Channel B Online at b1015.com, keyword podcasts. If you want to talk about your business, I'd like to hear from you. You can contact me, ted@wfvaradio.com. ted@wfvaradio.com. We would like to highlight your business. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Ted Schubel. We'll see you next time when we become all business.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests in this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.